From the Squamish Chief.
This is the Squamish Sound. I'm Keely Bartlett.
And I'm Stephen Chua. This is the 28th episode of our weekly podcast.
You'll hear the story behind the story as we take you into the newsroom. We'll talk about what did and didn't get into the newspaper this week.
On the show today, we are covering Surf's Up, a development proposal for Britannia Beach South might be making literal waves in the future, and speed dating, federal politics style. Federal election candidates will soon be competing for your love and, more importantly, your vote. What to watch for at the All Candidates meeting coming up. So, first off, we're going to be talking about a very, I guess, some may say outlandish, some may say visionary, some may say a whole lot about things, but the bottom line is South Britannia is maybe changing in a very big way. Keely was at a recent showcase.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see?
So Tiger Bay Development held its first open house for their latest proposal. And even though there were several differences from what they pitched in 2016, including affordable housing units and more tourism accommodation, the main element that everybody kind of latched onto this past week was that they're also pitching what could be BC's first ever surf park. Yeah.
I have to say, when I first saw your story, I wasn't quite sure if I was being trolled. Like, it's a very unusual...
It's not expected.
Yeah, I was expecting a mini golf course or, you know, something like that. That's mm-hmm. that's usually what we see with developments in this area, but a surf park. Yes, a surf park. Why a surf park?
Well, we actually spoke to the head of development, Tony Petrisevic, at the open house, and he did mention golf courses. So let's take a listen to how this came about.
Traditionally, you know, people built a golf course. Golf courses take up a lot of space, cost a lot of money to run. Surf parks, they take up much less space, they're a lot more exciting, and they're, you know, you really sort of are adapting to the clientele, so that type of amenity. So we think it's a good fit for the location just outside of Squamish and close to Vancouver, Pacific Northwest. Everyone loves the outdoors, so yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it would be year-round.
Yeah, the intention is to be year-round now.
So, I mean, one of the first things that came to my mind was, all right, I mean, it'll be fun from June to August. Mm-hmm. I'm totally down to get in the water. But they're seeming to suggest that there's a demand for this year-round.
Yeah.
Year-round. Like, even when it's, I don't know, 15 degrees out, really cold and rainy, you think people would want to surf on this thing?
I know it might be a little bit cold for 1 or 2 months, so it's going to be, you know, we're going to test it, but the intention is to be all year round, because summertime, that's going to be quite touristy, but wintertime, that's where the locals like to go surfing anyway, because the best swells in BC, out by Tofino, are in the middle of winter, so people don't mind surfing in the middle of winter, yeah. So we'll be able to drop the price significantly, and then just as long as we can cover the costs, then, you know, we can just keep it open, and then there'll be more jobs, you know, the businesses around it can keep open, and hopefully it keeps on, you know, hums along.
Well, as he pointed out, in Tofino, which is a very, very popular surfing destination, mm-hmm. most of the surfing is done in the winter.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so you just throw on a wetsuit. We'll see how, if they plan on heating the pool or anything like that, but that's to be seen.
Okay.
And so Tony also told us about what's the difference between a surf park and a water park, because I didn't know.
Right. I mean, they both use water.
Yes. You know, the primary element is the same. Mm-hmm. But surf parks are actually much, much smaller, and they cater to smaller amounts of people. So okay. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
The biggest difference is that it only holds 100 people per hour. So that's the big difference in between what people may see it as a water park. And a water park holds thousands of people. Mm-hmm. This literally can hold no more than 90 to 100 people per hour. and it will be well organized through the website of booking slots, and so that gives you sort of makes you understand that there will be not a huge amount of traffic coming to actually surf the park. It'll be more the business around it.
So that's going forward before the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District Board soon. It's their staff have it right now, and they're reviewing that application. Mm-hmm. And Tony Rainbow, the SLRD board chair and our electoral area rep, which includes South Britannia, said that he's expecting to see it early next year.
Okay. Well, we will stay tuned to that, and we'll be following to see if you could be catching any waves in the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for that, Keely. All right. We're bringing it to our editor's pick, where we bring in our editor, Jennifer Thuncher, who is always quick to interrupt and is very disrespectful of the narrator. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Steven.
So we've got quite the event happening up very soon. Can you tell us what's happening?
Are you talking about my new Memoji?
Yes.
It's so cool, the Memoji. Anyway.
You have an emoji that looks like you.
Yes.
More on that.
Very cool. Podcast. News at 11. Okay. Serious. You should be serious, Steven. Yeah, this is a serious topic.
Yes.
Okay. So we have the 2019 Squamish Federal Election All Candidates Meeting coming up. It's going to be on Wednesday, October 2nd from 7 till 9. Doors open at 6:30. Mm. And we are partnering with Squamish Chamber of Commerce and Quest University, Tourism Squamish, and Squamish Arts Council.
Okay.
Who will all be there. And there will be all the candidates who have agreed to go. It's not a full list as of yet.
Okay.
Doug Monroe, he is a professor up at Quest. He's going to be moderating. So if people have turned out to our municipal coverage, that our all candidates then is going to be a similar format.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we've leveled up. Isn't that what they say in video games? We've leveled up.
Yes, yes. Very, very accurate description.
I'm cool.
Very with it. You're very with it.
Okay, and Squamish Nation is going to be involved, and people can come out. Each of us that's a partner in the event is going to be asking a question of each of the candidates, and then the public can ask questions, which is probably, frankly, going to be the most enjoyable, interesting, enlightening portion. So hopefully listeners and readers will come out with their questions, or at least come out willing to hear what they have to say.
Yes. So if there is something burning in your heart of hearts, something that you know that must be answered, save it for our all candidates meeting. And you can ask whoever decides to try to win your love, or more importantly, your vote in that case. And if they get the right answer, yeah.
And of course, it's free, open to the public. Democracy in action. Hopefully, we'll have as many people out as we did to the municipal one. We had over 500, I think, that time. Remember?
It was a full house. It packed Brendan Park Recreation Center. Standing room only. So hopefully, we can get the same kind of turnout. Yes.
Yes. And I will be live tweeting. You will be taking photos and writing a story. And
that's right.
Keely, who's been leading our coverage on the federal election, she will be asking the question of the candidate.
Okay.
So come say hi to us and hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Bye.
The Squamish Sound is brought to you by The Squamish Chief. The music for this episode was produced by Stephen Chua, cover photo by Clayton Matthews. Have a story tip? Give us a call at 604-892-9161. Send an email to news@squamishchief.com. You can read these stories and more online at squamishchief.com, the newspaper, and have the news delivered to your door every week.